1039, request of Jeff Hilber to address council regarding last Thursday's effect on Northeast Portland.
Morning.
Morning. Of all the work I've done in City Hall, this is the first time I've had the privilege of speaking to you all in this room.
Ah, about time.
Again, my name is Jeff Hilber. My sincere condolences, Commissioner Fritz. My work experience includes an almost unparalleled professional resume as a project manager and problem solver. I've worked domestically and overseas on million-dollar projects demanding the highest craftsmanship possible. When I decided to know my neighborhood better, I joined my neighborhood association and have lived in Concordia since 1995. After joining the board there, I was asked, I said, "I'm here to do whatever work you need to have done." And somebody came up to me and said, "You know, you look smarter than that." I was asked to edit the local newspaper. There's no better way to get to know your neighborhood than to be the editor of your local newspaper. I thoroughly enjoyed that job, and you all received hand-delivered copies of my editing every month. CNA asked, the Concordia Neighborhood Association asked if I would be the representative on Alberta Street when the city was asking for volunteers from neighborhood associations for Friends of Last Thursday. Sit in on the meetings and report back. That was my agenda. I wasn't there out of any idealism or thinking that there was money to be made. I attended the meetings and reported back what I saw to my neighborhood association as required. The Friends had spent a few months being internally contentious, and when the divisive people left, the group that remained was handed a set of instructions to fulfill. A year into my representation, I was asked to become the liaison to all of the city agencies, attend the meetings, and police roll call before the event. This fit my skill set. I looked at this job as reconciling the unique needs of each agency, the event itself, and the impact problems throughout the neighborhood. I put my personal phone number out for people to call me if they had a problem, and I would meet with them personally about any problem they had concerning this event. Little did I know that I was going to become one of the top managers of the second-largest event in the city. After the last Thursday season in 2012, this group devised plans to solve all of these needs. I was proud to be a part of that solution. I didn't want this type of boorish behavior in my neighborhood either. In January of, I was puzzled by OLCC's unwillingness to address the behavior that results from them selling as much alcohol as they can. In January of 2013, we were told by Mayor Hales that the office was no longer going to staff our monthly meetings and that we could meet with these agencies on our own. By now, we had worked with everybody, so this was not a problem. Everybody knew who we were. We went to each one of our agencies with a new plan. We went to PBOT, Multnomah County Health, and the police. And everywhere we went, we were met with congratulations for the new plan. And they said it would make it safer, more efficient, and help the event survive while allowing these agencies and the event to meet the goals set. Sounds pretty successful for a volunteer organization. Then we met with the new mayor and his entire staff. We were originally tasked by the city to figure this event out and solve the perceived problems. So here we were to make our presentation.
Jeff, I need you to summarize soon because you're over your time.
Okay. Nevertheless, we were treated rather shabbily. Demands were made on us that we knew we could not fulfill, and we had to resign because we could not fulfill the demands that were made by your office on us. My question here is why, as a volunteer organization, and as a volunteer, was I treated like this? Is every volunteer in the city subject to this kind of treatment, and should they take notice of what happened to this group? Nobody comes to Portland to see the next street fair. They come looking for Last Thursday, the last free performance stage that's currently under demolition by the mayor and his staff.
Thanks.